بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب فضل صوم يوم عرفة وعاشوراء وتاسوعاء امام نووي رحمه الله عليه have been discussing the various other nafil fasts beside the month of Ramadan. Last week we read about the first 10 days of the Hijjah, the significance of those days and fasting in those days. And today the chapter is on the virtue of fasting on the day of Arafah. Arafah is the 9th of the Hijjah. And on Ashura and Tasu'a, the 9th and 10th of Muharram. On Abi Qatadah radiallahu ta'ala qala, su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sawm yawm Arafah. Qala yukaffiru sanata al-madiyah wal-baqiyah. Rawahu Muslim. Abu Qatadah radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Arafah, the 9th of the Hijjah. Rasulullah ﷺ said, it removes, it wipes out, it expiates the sins, the minor sins of the past year and the coming year. It removes the sins of the past year and the coming year. So remember, the Hijjah is the last month of the Islamic calendar. So the entire year's minor sins, according to the ulama, are forgiven, and even the minor sins of the year that's going to come, those two are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by keeping fast on the day of the Hijjah of Arafah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got great blessings on this day, this day, a very virtuous day. Allah, out of His kindness, has made it such that a person who fasts on that day, then all your past sins are forgiven, and even the next year's sins are forgiven. In fact, in many ahadith also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates many souls from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Arafah. Wa ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sama yawma Ashura wa amara bi siyamihi muttafaqun alayh. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on the day of Ashura. Now we're talking about Muharram, the 10th of Muharram. Rasulullah ﷺ fasted on that day, and he ordered the Sahaba to fast on that day. So remember, before the month of Ramadan became fard, the fasting became fard. Before that, the 10th of Ashura was compulsory for the Muslims to keep fast on that one day. And then, when the moment Ramadan became fard, then that was no longer, the 10th of Ashura was no longer fard to keep. The person kept it, he would get great reward. And Rasulullah ﷺ mentions the rewards also for keeping fast on that day. And then when Rasulullah ﷺ realized that the Yahud were also fasting on that day, and when he asked them, why are you fasting on that day, the Jews, he said, because Allah had saved Musa ﷺ from Fir'aun on that day, so we are keeping that day fast out of shukr. Rasulullah ﷺ said, we are more closer to Musa ﷺ than you are. And he told the Sahaba to fast on the day, and to oppose the Jews, he told them to keep one day with it. So he said, if I am alive the following year, then I will keep the 9th also. So we oppose the Yahud, we add one more fast, therefore we fast on the 9th as well, 9th and 10th, and ulama, you can keep on the 10th and 11th. Wa Nabi Qatadah rahmatullah radiyallahu ta'ala anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila an siyam yawm Ashura fa qala yukaffiru sanata al-madiyah. Abu Qatadah radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah was asked about the fasting of the day of Ashura. He said it expiates the sins of the past year. So just now we read about the fast of Arafah. It expiates, it removes the fast, the sins of the entire year and the year to come. And this particular hadith regarding the day of Ashura, well, Ashura, it wipes out the sins of the past year. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لئن بقيت إلى قابل لأسوم التاسع رواه مسلم. As Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنه said, Rasulullah said, if I remain alive the next year, I will fast on the 9th as well. So here, when Rasulullah came to Madinah Munawwara and he saw that the Yahud were fasting on the same day, so to oppose them, he would keep on the 10th of Ashura, and he said, I will keep on the 9th next year also, just to oppose the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand. Make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.